I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, October 21st. A star in the constellation Cetus brightens and fades dramatically every 11 months. At its brightest, it's fairly easy to see. At its faintest, it's visible only through a telescope. Because of that change, a 17th century astronomer called the star Mira, from the Latin word for wonderful. The star changes because it pulses in and out like a beating heart. Mira's in the final stages of its red giant phase of life. Its core is no longer producing nuclear reactions. Instead, it's fusing hydrogen and helium in thin shells around the core. Mira's outer layers are puffed up by radiation from the shells. At the maximum, that inflates the star to about 400 times the diameter of the Sun. That's also when its surface is coolest and faintest. As the outer layers cool, they fall inward, making the surface hotter and brighter. At minimum, the star is about 330 times the Sun's diameter. Each time it puffs up, Mira loses a little of the gas at its surface. Within the next million years or so, it's likely to expel all the gas in its outer layers. That will leave only its hot but dead core, a white dwarf. Astronomers have discovered thousands of stars like Mira, and many others will undergo the same phase, including the Sun, in about 6 billion years. Mira climbs into view in the east by 8:30 or 9, but it's in the fading part of its cycle, so you need a telescope to see it. You can find out about McDonald Observatory visitor programs at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.